Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. I'm always here for you and you, and we thank God for you. Call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire always to bring you the truth through the grassroots level. All listeners call in and share their biblical experiences so we can grow thereby. The subject we're discussing at this time, how to get God's attention. How to get God's attention. Father, we thank you right now, O God. You say, where two or three come together in your name, there we be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for keeping your word. You're not like man. And, O God, we know that you created us in your likeness. And we thank you, O God, for your love that you have for your creation. And Lord, we thank you for giving us another chance to get it right, O God, in righteousness towards you. And Lord, we ask you to bless your word today, tonight, wherever the listeners might be, O God, as we continue to come together in your name. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. Well, God bless you. Welcome again, you and you and wherever you might be. This is Doctrine of Truth. We're here, amen, praying for you and stretching out to you, amen, reaching our hands out to you. The Lord say, where two or three come together, there he be in the midst. Doesn't matter what the circumstances or the environment. Amen. We all have an agreement to come together and reach the Lord, God, the creator of heaven and earth. Amen. The one that made us in his own likeness. Amen. And gave us vocal cords to pray and reach out to him. He loved for you to call his name. He loved for you to call out to him. Amen. And give him the right. Amen, to come in and be with you and deliver you. Amen, where the Lord is, there's freedom, there's power. Amen, and we know we're fighting a spiritual battle, things that we don't see and don't hear as human beings. But God hears. He sees everywhere, all the time. Amen, time doesn't affect him. He created time. Amen. Days don't bother him. Amen. Because of fact, amen, he created all of us. And we are limited. We are limited, but once we reach out to God, limitation goes away. Amen. How to get God's attention. How to get God's attention. Now we have to look at what type of attention we're talking about. We're talking about, amen, the attention that causes, amen, a good salvation, healing, deliverance. Amen. We can go a lot of ways in this conversation, as always. Amen. There's a lot of avenues whereby we can approach. Amen. That's why we always leave it open for the Holy Spirit and those of you that calls in and, amen, whatever the Lord give you at a time, because our desire is always to strengthen one another. Amen. That's why we call it Doctrine of Truth. Amen. Because sometimes it's a possibility you have run across some errors in teaching around your environment, your place of worship. Amen. And your place of dwelling. There might be some errors. Amen. Has troubled you because it wasn't correct in your spirit. And you feel that, you know, you wonder why these things goes on. But we're here. We're here, and our whole desire is always to be involved, that you can grow thereby. Amen. You can grow, mature in Christ. And God wants maturity. With the time, Hebrews said that God winked at ignorance. But now he's not winking anymore. He sent his son Jesus Jesus Christ, and he walked this earth. Amen. So we know if it's from time to time, we're all learning. We all are learning. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, one, his Holy Spirit teaches us. He's a teacher. He's a guider. Amen. And we sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we miss things. But thank God, the Lord help us to be aware of what we miss. What we miss. And so when we become aware of what we miss, amen, we ask for forgiveness. And this is what the prayer's about. Amen. We're going to adjust our prayers. Amen. Got to be a part of the subject, how to get God's attention. We're dealing with prayers. Amen. We're dealing with, amen, the privilege to come to God. The privilege to come to God. Amen. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Many people are dressed in God today, but how many can come to God through his son, Jesus Christ? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come unto the Father but by me. Amen. So it's important, amen, when we do address God, amen, we address him through his son, Jesus Christ. Why? Because he paid all. He paid it all. He paid it all. And he turned right around and said, now it's just a gift. Everything God has through his son is a gift to you. It's a gift to you. Amen. If you believe him and accept him and walk in his ways, you will be given gifts. Gifts of healing, gifts of salvation, gifts of the Holy Ghost, gifts of eternal life. Amen. It's a gift. God blesses us. Amen. All right, we're going to start off with being the book of Matthews. And we always like to put into the different programs concerning the type of Bible that you have. It's very important, the type of Bible that you have. And as you begin to grow in Christ, amen, you begin to exercise a hunger for closer translation. The Bible says you hunger and thirst after righteousness. And you become aware of different translations and different approaches to the Word of God. And I always express the way you can start off with the King James Bible. There are many more, like the Amplified Bible, the New International Bible, amen. And you got the American Standard, amen, the Good News Bible. But you also need a Bible dictionary and a concordance where to help you run references. In other words, what you hear and read in the New Testament, you will find it in the Old Testament or the Old Covenant. The Bible consists of two covenants, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, which is the Old Testament and the New Testament. Testament consists of, amen, the life of Jesus Christ, and the New is the New Covenant where Jesus came in the flesh. God came in the flesh. Amen. Without having a new, you need an old. You need to have something. It has to be an old. Amen. So, minister, well, I only believe in the New Testament. I believe in the New Testament. Well, where did the material come from? He says new. What about the old? Where did it come from? Where is it founded? Amen. Jesus came and made things easier. Amen. And for us to understand, and he took all of the errors of mankind, and he made it simple, made everything simple. In the book of Matthew, just one of the simplicities of praying, of reaching God, Jesus left the pattern for us to follow, and he left a way that we should follow as those that accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, how to accept Christ as Lord and Savior? Amen. You must believe that Jesus Christ is God's only begotten Son. He is God, fully God and fully man. He's God himself, amen. The Word, amen, became flesh, and he walked among us. He became fully God and fully man, amen. And through the message that you heard about Jesus came and died for your sins, for your errors, amen, for the errors that you made towards God. There were some errors that you made in living in God. And many times we never heard the message of God and how God came to the earth in the form of his son, Jesus Christ, amen. He was born of a woman, amen, without sin and without errors. He was truly God and he was truly man, amen. There was no corruption at all. And once you accept that Jesus died for all your errors, all your sins, and you believe it and say that with your mouth, I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was punished. That was the greatest punishment of mankind. He had to die. He died for your sins. Amen. But God brought him from the dead. Romans 10:9. God brought Jesus from the dead. Amen. Amen. God brought him up from the dead. If you believe in that and accept that in your heart, amen, even though you haven't been fully read the Bible as much, amen, but if you believe that and be baptized in water, what we call the liquid grave, baptized in water, submerged completely under the water, amen, you went from death to life. When you rose, they brought you up. You went from death to life. You have overpassed, amen, death now. Amen. You are a Christian. Amen. Now you accepted him by head knowledge. You accepted him by knowledge. Now you got to continue to study and follow the biblical way. Find a church that teaches the biblical way about Jesus Christ. Amen. As more you begin to learn and to strive to follow after him, amen, become a Christian, people will tell you, your family will begin to tell you how you don't want to be this way and anymore. You think you're better than others, and they'll let you know when you start changing because you feel you won't have the appetite anymore. You ever sit down at the table, amen, and they put a lot of food on the table, and you used to consume almost the whole table, if possible, or certain things on the table you lack, then all of a sudden your appetite change. Amen. That's what it is about sin, about errors against God. Amen. The Holy Spirit, amen, begin to help you to change your appetite. Amen. During that time, amen, of living in error, during that time you become more aware of, amen, the things that you used to do. You don't have the appetite anymore to do those things. And you find out, amen, by reading the word and constantly being around God's people, amen, those that know the word, and they begin to show you, amen, what's important and what you're doing wrong. And then they say, well, now it's time for you. You have done wrong. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. So just like babies begin to walk. They begin to walk around. They begin to do things, and you have to watch them time to time and guide them through troubles and accidents until they get old enough and understand, amen, that fire is hot. Oh, don't bother that. Oh, don't pull this down. Don't do that. Don't do that. But they're still your child. They're still your child or someone you're training. And this way, when you accept Christ through head knowledge and you be around those in Christ, begin to guide you and show you, amen, about the way. Then you need, amen, after you confess, you got God's attention. Amen. When you be baptized in water, you got God's attention. But now you need to constantly communicate, a constant communication as you begin to grow and you begin to learn. Amen. You begin to learn, amen, about how to communicate with God, how to communicate. And you begin to feel better because of the fact you begin to feel that communication bring a good thirst, amen, and begin to feel, amen, songs and spiritual songs. and you know you have got God's attention through prayer. And one of the model prayers, amen, as you begin to learn, amen, you will always need this type of prayer, amen. We know that other type of prayers that you can read in scriptures, amen, that will address God. But this is a complete prayer Jesus did. Amen. I don't believe Jesus left out anything. Amen. He always taught his people. He always taught his people. In the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, amen, Jesus taught his people in the ninth verse. He said, after this matter, pray ye therefore, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. There are many, many gods. But we are addressing God to the fact that he is our Father. He is our Father. He is God, amen. And you know how your Father is, your blood Father, amen. Jesus become your spiritual Father, amen. God the Father, God the Son, amen. Begin to be spiritually Father that you building a relationship with. Amen. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So reaching God, you got to have a pure heart. A pure heart. Or you're working at, amen. He's saying about forgiving men their trespasses, and we must forgive others. Amen. That someone have done something against you. Amen. So God hears. He hears all prayers. He hears all prayers. Now, will he answer prayers? Amen. Amen. You need to, when you begin to read the word and be followers of the word of God, amen, you'll find there's some things that God will not answer. He will not answer unrighteousness. He will not be a part of any unrighteousness, amen, whereby you desire to hurt someone. You desire that, you know, someone can do things for you. But there are some cases in the Bible. We'll address one or two. Amen. And we want to, the case of Hannah in the book of Samuel, first chapter 1 and 10, 10th verse, the 29th verse. Amen. It was her prayer. Amen. She desired a child. She desired a child. Amen. She wanted God to give her a child. And at the time that Samuel had two wives, and amen, and she was the second wife, amen, and she was the wife, and she didn't have any children. She didn't have any children, amen. But what did she do? She promised. She promised God that she would give, amen, the child to him. She would loan the child to him as long as, and look at it, see, therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he live, he shall be lent to the Lord and worship the Lord there. So she planted a seed. She said, I'll give this to God. I'll give this to God. One way she planted a seed, amen. She gave to God, amen, what God gave to her, amen. And not only that, but there's a time when, in the book of Acts, chapter the 4th verse, amen. Cornelius, he was a Roman soldier, but he was a Gentile, but he was a Roman soldier, amen. And he said in Acts chapter 10:4, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is this, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before the Lord, before God. Amen. Sometimes people give. Amen. He was a Roman soldier. Amen. He wasn't a Jew. But he always prayed and gave. and gave and helped people. Amen. So the Lord sent an angel to Cornelius' house. Amen. And told Cornelius, amen, go find old man Peter. He said, go find Peter, live in Joppa. Amen. So planting seeds, amen, giving a gift and asking God to do something, amen, in return. There's nothing wrong with that. Giving a vow. You vow to do something for God. Amen. He helped you to do something. Amen. Not only that, then you say, well, Lord, I'm gonna make a vow, but I'm going to give a gift. Giving to God. God gave his son. That's not out of biblical order. Amen. Making vows. Amen. You say you will accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. That's not out of biblical order. Amen. So sometimes accept that. Amen. Giving to God. Amen. To get God's attention. Vows get God's attention. Amen. And worshiping and giving to God. Get God's attention. Amen. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Planting seeds. Say, Lord, you know, if you do this for me, I'll give you this and I'll give you that. Amen. For helping me. Amen. Those things really move God. They're biblical. Amen. And they're part of the structure and history. Amen. To getting God's attention. Getting God's attention. There's sacrifices. Sometimes people, when they give a sacrifice, amen, to get God's attention. We talk about physical things, things that God knows that you mean it from your heart. Sometimes people do things they don't really mean it from their heart, amen, but they're truthful about it, amen. Truth gets God's attention. It gets God's attention. Okay, we're going to open up the lines in the studio. We thank God for you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. You can find us at 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. When you call, if you're a first-time caller, amen, we will not ask for your name. We just give you an area code and the last four digits. Amen. Area code and the last four digits. Amen. Prayer is a privilege. Prayer is a privilege. Amen. You don't have to be saved and make a prayer. If you say it from your heart, God hears it. He sees it. Amen. So with those of you, us that's in Christ, or those of you, amen, might be a Hannah, be praying. Amen. Those have been really reaching out to God as a Hannah, or really reaching out to God as a Cornelius. Amen. Or the lady, widow lady. Amen. Really reaching after God. Amen. If you study those ways, because we are studious people, God's people always in studies. They always studying God. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed. Amen. So you're always seeking after God, seeking and studying and reaching out. Amen. Because you're trying to help others. You're not so much about yourself. Because if you do things for others, amen, others as you have them do unto you, you be reaping, amen, rewards. You be reaping blessing. It's automatic. Amen. So praying to God, searching the word out, and the things Jesus gave his son, amen. His son gave us life, amen. There was a gift. Amen. So Jesus sacrificed himself. He gave. Amen. That's a part. You have to be a part of giving system. Amen. You just can't come to God and say you want this and want that. Amen. That's not the godly spirit. That's not a godly spirit. You always want to steal and take. Amen. No, that's not the godly spirit. You're coming out of that system. Now you're going into the system of Christ. You're going into the system of God. Because you know God got everything. He owns everything. Amen. And when you come out of that old system, amen, because of the fact through prayer and reading the word and fellowship, and you begin to see and understand that God's own everything. He's the one that promised. He's the one that's been promising. Amen. If you live for me, I'll give you eternal life. If you live for me, I'll build a mansion for you. If you live for me, Amen. He's always rewarding. Amen. Your working and your giving. Amen. He's not slack. He's not slack. He's not a man. He doesn't lie. Amen. Sometimes the world say that God lies, and the church trying to get your time and money. Amen. And all of these different things. Nothing but lies, because the devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's a father of lies. Amen. You'll find that out through fellowshipping and getting God's attention, through reading and praying his word. Amen. You begin to grow in understanding. So we're going to open up the lines now for comments, as always. That's how we work here. Amen. The doctrine of truth. You press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. And give out your area code and your last 4 digits of your telephone number. You don't have to give your name, anything of that matter, because we're not trying to embarrass anyone or correct anyone. Amen. We are here to glean off of one another. Amen. Proverbs says, amen, iron sharpening iron. In other words, we're trying to increase your understanding. Amen. Because through knowledge, you have grown in Christ. Knowledge is powerful. Knowledge is powerful. All right, we're in the studio, and we're going to our technician now. You can push 1 on your phone. How to get God's attention. How to get God's attention. It can go either way. You might have a testimony whereby, amen, the Lord had dealt with you. Amen. Maybe you have some new babes in Christ that would like to discuss the matter. All you have to do is push 1 on your phone. Amen. But you stay on your line. You stay on the line all the way through this broadcast. And you can hear others discussing matters of a personal situation, not too personal, because we don't want to know your name, throw off on anyone. Amen. We're here to help each other. We're here to help one another. Amen. So Jesus Christ, God's Son, he taught us how to pray. He taught us how to pray. And Paul took up the practice. And Paul found out, Paul said, man should always pray. Amen. Always pray. Amen. Always do good. Don't faint when you do things. Amen. There was a man that a farmer had 2 trees, and he planted 1 tree close to the house out of his front yard, and he planted another kind of little off on the edge of the yard. And it was a practice, you know, when the milkman come by, amen, they always remember the little tree, take water in the jug, and they pour the water on the tree. And set the jug of water, the empty jug down for the milkman to come by. And they have another tree that sits a little far off. Amen. So when the farmer go out and cut the lawn, and amen, he nourished things. And one thing he began to notice about the trees that are so close to the house, to the fact that he had to trim it. They had little flowers on it. Amen, all the time, that they're lovely. Amen. But the tree afar off, he began to watch it and see, the tree was kind of wilted, like, amen, it's kind of studded. So he would pour water on it, but it barely was hanging on. And this is to say that, you know, the more you stay close to God, amen, the more that you stay praying and reading, amen, and being involved in the right environment, amen, have a place of fellowship. God not only sees you, but you begin to grow more spiritually, the inner man, begin to get more confidence, amen, in Christ. Get more confidence that God will hear your prayer. You get more confidence knowing that he's still alive and not dead. You get more confidence to know, Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. So don't serve God far off. don't be the ones you love God, but every now and then you pick up your Bible. Amen. I have witnessed to some people, and they always say, well, you know, I come to church 3 or 4 times a year. Amen. New Year's, Easter, amen, during the Thanksgiving and during Christmas. And that's the only time they come. They only kind of, they feel that the church, amen, the fellowship with God is just like an emergency room. Only when you get ready, amen, God will be there, and they'll run and get attended to. But what about the times in the middle? What about the times that you just, amen, that you don't have to go through what you're going through by yourself? That's why Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Always, always. Amen. Always, but he said, always. I'll be with you. Regardless of what it is, I'll be with you. Amen. It means a lot. It means a lot. It carries back over to the time of the book in the book of the Garden of Eden. Amen. And God told Adam, and he looked at Adam and said, it's not good. It's not good, man. You can't be alone like this. It's not good. Smart as he was, man named everything, named and pointed out. And God said, okay, that's number one. I accept it. Everything, Adam, whatever you name, whatever you do, I'm with you. Oh, I accept it. All right, well, all right, we're in the area code 305-4271. 305-4271. God bless you. All right, we thought we had in the studio, area code 305-4271. A technician going to put him in. Okay, we're going on. We may have a little technical problem there. The Lord told Adam, whatever you name, Adam, I accept it. I accept it. Adam was a genius. He was a genius. He's a smart man. Amen. But the Lord saw that he was lacking. He was lacking. He needed someone. He needed someone. Amen. He needed someone to be with him. Amen, too, because there were some areas in his life he needed someone to be there. Amen. So he made, God created, no, he took Eve. He took Eve, amen, and from Adam. Took Eve from Adam. Amen. I think we're having a little technical problem here, but amen. You just come right on in and press 1. On our phone here, we're looking at area code 305-4271. Amen. We just keep working here. Amen. There might be others. Amen. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone. Amen. Until we're making some adjustments here in the Dave County area. Amen. But God saw him. God saw him. He was his child. And he saw everything he needed. He needed. Amen. So God created, took Eve, the woman, amen, and gave it to Adam. Gave it to Adam. Amen. So there's some times that, amen, through your fellowship and being close to God, your fellowship, amen, the Lord knows he sees you. He sees you. It's like the farmer when he come out of his house. Amen. He see the little tree there. He remembered the tree all the time. Amen. The tree needed water. Amen. Or the tree, he desired to give this tree a little extra water. Amen. From time to time, and the tree just blossomed. All right, 305-4271. You're on the air.
Hello.
God bless you. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're having a little difficulty here. I thank God for the broadcast tonight.
God bless you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
All right. I'm listening to what you were saying, and one thing that kind of caught my ear was that God is not moved by time. He makes the time. Matter of fact, he is Mr. Time himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not moved by time. But then by the time it takes for us to talk mm-hmm. to him, it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. You can you hear me?
Yes,
and
sir.
This is where we ought to be concerned. See, everything God do for us, he do it fervently. He do it right away. He don't hesitate. He mm-hmm. already made the promise, and he brings them to pass if we call on him. So
mm-hmm.
so the problem now is what hinders us. And it's very, very much unnoticeable. But when you need God, if you want him to move, you call him right away. You believe
mm-hmm.
right away. You don't try to determine whether he'll do it or not. It's the trust in him that must
mm-hmm.
that must be activated. And see, he monitors the heart. He knows our heart, see. And so this makes a difference. Even the fervent prayer of the righteous avail as much. Everything you see about him, he don't spend no time, you see. Before we
mm-hmm.
ask him, he knows what we have need of. Before we receive
mm-hmm.
a blessing, he have already ordered it, see. So what we looking at is almighty. We looking at a great deity that he's the creator, you see. He is
mm-hmm.
the total solution. And that's how
mm-hmm.
a man must look at it. And I think that so oftentimes in our doctrine today, people are trying to decide whether or not that he'll save them, are trying to decide whether or not he can bring them out of the things that we are in, that we have developed in our lives. We trying to figure out whether he's greater than the demon that drives us. And that
mm-hmm.
right there, you don't get nothing from God, because he's not to prove. We must believe. You see what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
incumbent on a man to look to heaven. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven already know what's going on. And just like Jesus prayed that it be on earth as it is in heaven. So that's the whole plan. And sometimes I kind of check myself. Sometimes I'm saying, Lord, what's the deal? Even when tragic things come against me, you see, I'm
mm-hmm.
toying around with it in my mind when I hear the Spirit say, forgive it and move on. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it must be an immediate thing when we pray, we kneel and pray, and we're heavy sometimes. We got great problems, great traumas in us. We need a release. And sometimes we stay there and we pray and we lament and we cry out before God, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we would get an unction. It ain't that he haven't heard that he was holding anything. It was for
mm-hmm.
on our behalf. You see what I'm saying? That we
mm-hmm.
come and develop a great dependency on him. And that's what really inspires him. And anybody who, I heard you say it, anybody who are following the truth, who desire, you could be wrong, you could be in the pit. If you desire to get out of it, God hears you. Amen. He said, I give you the desires of your heart. That's talking to anybody. But then you and I have to call out to him. We don't know him, but when we call him, he'll reveal himself. Don't that make a lot of sense? So if you really want to get God's attention, you get serious with it. It's just like when you fell in love, Bishop, with Sister Poole. There was no indecisiveness about that. When you saw her, well, nothing else on your mind but how you felt about her. It was a pull on you. That makes a lot of sense, don't it? That's the way love works. That's why God is love, because he wants the response from us. And it must, you can't, and men are so smart and so knowledgeable today, they try to run a con game on him because they don't know him. But see, he knows us so far off. And I must say this, and this is what really brought me to this as you talked there, I kept hearing it. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall also quicken our mortal bodies. And that's why the necessity for the spirit, that when we are indecisive, see, this is what I'm picking up from the program you had about making a decision. You see, you are doing a great thing, I think, because it moves me throughout the week, you see. We must be unctioned. That's why the Holy Ghost need to unction us. You got trouble, you need to unction it. God will bring it out, but then you can't be trying to thumb around in your mind trying to figure out the strategies and all this and how you going to overcome. No, you call on Jesus. And the song said he will answer prayer. And that's the end of it. So that's what I kind of look at. I thank you, Bishop, for the program tonight.
God bless you. I picked up something. That's why I like Blog Talk Family. When we come together, the Holy Spirit always be working. You talked about time, and I noticed it flashed my mind of the spiritual warfare. Amen. People that are praying and praying and seeking God. Amen. We got so many things today. You get a fast food. You got the microwave. You got the drive-through, quick sandwiches. And in other countries, they call it the takeaway. Amen. Then you have, amen. But the Bible say, now faith.
Now,
like you were saying there. Now. God is a now God.
Yes.
And, but the enemy tried to put a delay in this.
Sure.
Amen. He tried to put a delay. Amen. Yeah. But amen. Those that are listening, God hears now. He's a now God. It's not, you don't have to stand in line and say, well, we'll pick up your call. You have a call in and say, okay, we'll answer your call in the order it was received. No. Holy Ghost got it. Amen. They got it now. Amen. We should think about now when we talk to God. Now faith. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Always. Amen. Might be someone else. Amen. Like to share. Amen. Someone else that on the program. All you have to do is push 1. Amen. On your phone, and we'll put you in. You can share a comment, a vision, or a dream, or something that God has given you. Amen. Concerning how He relate to you. How He relate to you. And I just picked this up because I remember that when I first began to learn how to be led by the Spirit of God, amen, you get an unction, amen, about our appetite or something. Amen. God knows we are learning. Amen. As we go, you learn how to be led by the Spirit of God. And He won't tell you right out, amen, to go down to the store, call someone. He put it on your heart about someone, someplace, somehow, amen, that He know you will move to that. You will move to call, move to go. And when you get there, amen, you'll find somebody been waiting on you, or you've been looking for something, and your prayer can be answered. Or you can understand this. Oh, you know, the Lord gave me this. And you begin to talk. Amen. So we learn to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. When you get God's attention. Amen. You got to believe. You got to believe. Amen. You got to believe, and believe move mountains. You believe God, and God move mountains. And He know how to move you on your area. He know how to move you. Amen. So all of us are different. We have different backgrounds and different knowledge of God, but He know how to move each and every one of us. All right, we're in the studio. We're marking down, and we thank God for you and you and you, and we're saying that we're growing, amen, as a broadcast. We're growing, Amen. We're planning a vision about doing bigger things and greater things, but I thank God for your support. Amen. To help the reach the lost. Tell a friend to call into the broadcast or go on the computer and go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can go there. You can follow the broadcast in entirety. There's many more subjects you can listen to after the program is over during the weekdays. You can go there. Amen. And not only that, but share your own self. Go there yourself. All right. Anyone else can push one on your phone. Amen. To be in the studio. Amen. We're talking about how to get God's attention. Amen. You might not think it's important now. Amen. But you never know what happened to tomorrow, next week, or 2 days from now. You can share with someone. Amen. And they, how the world is going through a lot of distress now, and people are burdened down. And they're talking about stress. Amen. It's one of the highest move against sickness on a person that would cause men and women now to really break down their immune system. Stress cause heart attacks, and the world is moving so fast. It's a fast moving society. Amen. And God been there. He's always there. He's reaching out, like Isaiah said. He's reaching out his hand all day long. Say, look at me, look at me. Amen. And Isaiah. Amen. All right, press one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. How to get God's attention. You know, someone that have not accepted Christ, amen, it take a little time, amen, and lose. Be nice to the person. Have a pleasant approach to the person. Have a pleasant attitude. Amen. Honey will catch more things. Amen. The honey, amen, can catch a lot of things. Don't be bitter regardless of who they are. Take your time and talk nice to the person and try to lead them into Christ. Lead them. Talk to them about Jesus Christ. Amen. They ought to be burdened down and worried. Amen. Let them know you can cast their cares on God. Peter said you can cast your cares upon him, for he care for you. Amen. Get that stress off him. Amen. Throw it on somebody bigger than you. Amen. All right, we're talking about how to get God's attention. Amen. Jesus prayed, and Jesus' prayer, amen, he always prayed. He always, amen, that's probably one of the release, amen, release in our spirit. We need to talk with someone. God was telling Adam, amen, he saw Adam needed someone. Amen. Adam, amen, communicated, amen, with Eve. Amen. But he always went back in fellowship with God. Adam never didn't lose that fellowship with God because of his family relationship. He stayed in fellowship. Amen. Got to stay in fellowship. Amen. We are the head of the household. God set us out there, but he didn't leave us but to be without ourselves. But he wants us to be with our families. Amen. And constantly, amen, be in the family, especially the married family. You become one. Hey, David said, when father and mother forsake me, God will take me up. Amen. So that be your one family in the blood. And Jesus Christ said, I'm not going to leave you. So you still have the wife, you still have the husband, and you bring Jesus Christ in the family. That's a three. Three, amen, three there. And Jesus come in with the Holy Ghost, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So you got a house full. Amen. Spiritual and natural. Amen. God is there with you. It's so important. Amen. All right, we want to take one or two more calls here before we go into prayer, as always. Praying for those that are not here. The prayer changed things. prayer thing. When we pray, it goes to heaven first. But Jesus said, "Our Father, which art in heaven." In other words, whatever you say, it has to make a heaven stop. And they talk about in the train. Where I took a train ride in the train. And they say, "Okay, we're stopping in this city. Amen. We'll be here the next stop. Next stop, this city. Next stop, heaven. Next stop, heaven." Amen. So when you're praying, if you say, "Our Father, which art in heaven," and you make it personal. "God, our Father, God, my Savior, God, amen, my rewarder, God, in heaven, making a stop." Amen. Make a stop in heaven with your prayers. Nothing wrong with it. That's personal. Jesus said, "Go in the closet." You don't have to tell everybody. Go in your closet. Amen. And talk to him. Amen. All right, we're getting ready now. We can go right into prayer. Amen. You can push one on your phone. We can go right into prayer now. Amen. Those of you who want to pray for your families, relatives, and we are here. The Bible said we're two or three come together in the name. Amen. We can agree to your prayers. Amen. We're all here in agreement. Amen. All right, we're going to go to prayer, 305-4271. Go right ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we are delighted at this time to call on your name. We ask a blessing on Bishop and his family and all that, his endeavors. Those that are listening today to the broadcast, we pray your spirit unction us and all that we need at this time. We thank you for your favor and your goodness toward us. Thank you for healing today, how you deliver us from the wiles of the enemy. We praise you, God, because you're so good to us. Now at this time, we pray that you would, oh Jesus, save the lost, and those that are turned away from, those that are perplexed and don't know which way to go. We ask that you would rule at this time, oh God, to bring us, oh God, under the, that we would call on your name. We won't be indecisive in knowing that you are God and that you love us so much, made us in the very image of yourself. So we thank you for it today. Bless and keep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we have another prayer. Amen. You can press one on your phone. Amen. We're in agreement. Amen. With your request. Amen. It's also important, amen, to be direct and be very clear about what you want. Amen. What would like God for God to do. Amen. Whatever you know, it's, if you ever notice when you go out shopping or go out to purchase anything, you have to be very clear, amen, what product you want. Same thing in prayer. Amen. We can't be generalizing. We just ask God, be very specific. Oh, God, this here and this, that, and the other. Amen. You can push one on your phone. We have time. Push one on your phone. Amen. Father, we thank you, oh, God, for your fellowship. Lord, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we ask you to stretch out your hand of deliverance. Oh God, Jesus Christ, amen. And I will deliver against all the tricks of the enemy, amen, that come against these fellowship through Blog Talk, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They're participating, oh God, and we ask your blessing upon them. Amen. In heaven and in earth, oh God, against every ailment, oh God, the spirit of infirmities, oh God, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke the spirit, oh God, of jealousy and strife and lack. Lord, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, in the name of Jesus, God, we rebuke all errors, amen, of confusion. All errors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in heaven and in earth, Lord, we come against, oh God, those that are going through loneliness and sickness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the homeless, oh God, we have any homeless relatives, we believe Amen. Lord, you will lead and guide them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. You will lead and guide them, oh God, the saints that have lost their faith through their homelessness and the dangers and the toil and snares, oh God, have been buffed to the side. But Lord, we believe that you will bring them back to the sheepfold in the name of Jesus. And those, oh Lord, that has been caught in bankruptcy and caught in jobs laying off and salaries, Lord, we believe right now, Lord, you stretch your hand now, oh Lord, and draw them back in. Send help, Lord, because we know that you work in the natural as well on earth, Lord, that you will send someone, oh God, you will send someone, Lord, that will walk their way, oh God, and help the young lady come off the streets. In the name of Jesus, you will send someone and guide them through safety. Lord, you will send someone, oh God, and help the one that needs employment, oh God. They will lead them and line them up with the right, oh God, job and application in the name of Jesus. And the child is struggling with his education, oh God, that you will send the right tutor, oh God, to give him the right insight, the right word, to read the right book in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we bless you. And we thank you now for the broadcast and those that are calling in and those that will be listening. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. We thank God for you, amen. Constantly, I always say this, amen. It came to my mind, amen, concerning the farmer that the lady came by, the man came by and saw the garden, amen, out there. And they said, oh, what a beautiful garden. Amen. God creation, God beautiful plants, and the beautiful different type of plants. And the man said, yes, you should have saw God's garden before I got it, before I began to work it. Amen. So everything, everybody, amen, is God's creation. But God wants us to be a part in, like he rose Lazarus from the dead. Amen. Jesus told them to roll away the stone. Amen. They rolled away the stone, and Jesus called Lazarus out. Amen. But God said, Jesus told them, say, now I want y'all to take the grave clothes off of him. Take the grave clothes off of him. Amen. So we all have a part to do into this. We all have a part. Now, God does his heavy lifting, but he still uses us. Amen. So if you know anyone that's going through stress and trials and tribulation, if God give you a word or something to pray for, amen. God worked through people as well. He worked through people. And that's why we have the ability, amen, to ask him and he direct us. Amen. We say to you and you, don't give up. Amen. Keep the faith. Amen. Remember, amen, it's now that how God works. Amen. It might not seem as though you might be having a lot of little flurries come before you, those error spirits and different things, but God works in the now. He's a now God. He's a now God. Amen. Pray for those that are not here. Pray for those that have bereaved families. Pray for those that lost their job. Pray for those, amen, have been caught in all kind of floods today, amen, and earthquakes and walls, amen. Pray for them. Amen. Ask God, amen, to put out the fires and ask God to send the rain. But above all, you keep the faith. And we thank God for you. Until next time, amen. Remember, amen, we're dealing with the now God. We're dealing with now. Amen. He created everything. He judged everything. He see everything. Amen. Just do your part. Amen. And he will do. He doesn't sleep, neither does he slumber. So don't need you staying up all night. Amen. One of us got to go to sleep. Ain't that right? So it's best to let we go to sleep. Amen. And let God handle all the heavy lifting. Amen. Until next time, we love you. Amen. This is Doctrine of Truth with Bishop Poole. Until next time. But you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Bless you.